April is National Poetry Month. This is the Living Poetry Canon. It's April 8th. Here is a poet for today. Bernadette Mayer was born in Brooklyn, New York in 1945 and has been living in East Nassau for more than a decade, possibly much more than a decade. Prior to that, she spent significant time in Lenox in the Berkshires, where on December 22, 1978, she composed her famous book-length poem, Midwinter Day. She is author of more than 23 works, a celebrated collaborator and teacher of poets. She edited the journal 0-9 with artist Vito Acconci and established United Artists Press with the poet Louis Warsh. United Artists Press, under Mayer and Warsh, published a number of influential writers, including Robert Creeley, Anne Waldman, James Schuyler, and Alice Notley. Recently, Mayer published The Helens of Troy, an image and text exploration of all the Helens in Troy, New York, published in the newly revived New Directions pamphlet series. Midwinter Day, as Alice Notley noted, is an epic poem about a daily routine. I'm going to read a few pages from it at the tail end of this long winter of 2014. I steal from the bed not to waken Marie. She's happy to sleep, but will wake up angry. Sophia will wake up feeling good unless she's cold. In the morning, if the sun shines, which now it hardly ever does, Sophia gestures with grace towards the eastern window in her room. I set fire to the end of a cigarette and look out the kitchen window at the mess of ice on the trees, streets, and roofs. No geese flying south. It's the awful solstice. This morning, the axis of the earth began what the papers called its slow, tilting return. The sun will last 1 minute longer and the nights will be shorter. Lately, when the sun sets, it breaks through the hat of cloud on the sky like a person on the street who only glances at you, and then it begins to snow. The sun catches your eye. A calm sentence like a story. I used to know a man who had a dog, and I followed their steps in the snow. I got into the habit of walking just as far as they did every day. At the same time, I also knew a woman whose husband had 7 guns. I used to know a woman who's the woman who married Neil Simon. I like the woman who used to work in the Lenox Market. She never wears boots. Then she retired. In New England, the women are often more exciting than the men. Lewis thinks so too. I don't know why. There's a tribe somewhere where people say about the men, "Look how he's changed since he's had children. He looks awful." The soldiers came to relinquish and not fortify the wall, and a meal was made of fish from the brazen sea and wine in vessels of brass, and of every day that remained, its work required that the day be a woman and that the woman be pretending to be another woman, that anger is the father and anger is the child. Death is food to remember history to tell. A big fat man with a white beard in a red suit who eats what we eat and is never cold, even though he flies around the world in only air. Dear mother, the church is still cold. The language into which we put the order of stories from this kind of memory is a mesmerization of sins like the ones I made up, which were my first stories, because when I still had reason to confess, I was free of even the venality of my tales, though told with love, and I could imagine coming up with enough lack of perfection to commit them, or even obsessively put them in writing like a letter to a judge when I'm in prison, rather than just to speak them to one man who was a story in himself of a kind of outfit of supposed love which could turn to enmity or even lechery out of love, another love in a minute, a story of the moment of the mystical body and cannibalistic frenzy laced with fierce and beautiful singing of songs in loud, strong, weak, guilty, and innocent voices below the organ tagging along behind the desire for a fantastic transforming love of what is beauty or ritual's idolatry of mystery among our historical family, all present in the church, though late, to tell us what to do next and how to have the pride to proceed. You heard an excerpt from Midwinter Day, a book-length poem by Bernadette Mayer, read by permission of the author on the Living Poets Canon. Thanks for your time.